So Ethan and Blake are both heading into ninth grade at Pittsburgh Kappa. Do I have that right? And Luke is heading into 10th at Pittsburgh Alderdice. We'll talk with all of them in a moment. Together, they are known as Colorblind Coding Band.
I'm sick of it. How does one end up in a situation like this? I keep moving on and everybody wonders what they miss. People seem to think that you don't really care at all. 'Cause then I go on and everything starts to fall. I'm 13, almost 14, but I never learned how to know. Still wondering what I'm supposed to do. The highlight of my week was heading to bed without that migraine. Still woke up with my neck hurting and feeling a little insane. You were upset, you screamed whatever. Swear it doesn't work no matter the amount of everything you count. You're 1/12 of everything you're living through, but the only one I seem to think about. It's hard to wonder where everything you think about comes from. You can point it over there, you can point it on the TV some. But I think it's those other things that keep everyone moving. 'Cause no matter what you do, there's someone out there and you gotta keep moving. November was the worst month ever. You were upset, you screamed whatever. Swear it doesn't work no matter the amount of everything you count. You're 1/12 of everything I'm living through, but the only one that I'm thinking about.
What a nice sound. That's the Color Blind Coding Band. I like the name, too. It takes me a CCB for short. And Ethan, did you write that song?
I did. I've written most of our originals, and that was like the first song I wrote for this project. We started in last January, and I started writing stuff for this in November. Last November, most of that was scrapped over time, but... by now, that was one of like the songs that's really stuck through. We haven't stopped playing it. We really like playing that one. In fact, we normally use that as our set opener.
Yeah, it's a nice, I like the lyrics, and it's a nice song to open with, too. And It mentions November. I gather you probably wrote that around that time.
Yes.
Or sounds good. So you've had a number of bands. So can you sort of walk me through some of those?
The first band I was really in was a band called By the Process of Elimination. I don't believe we played here.
I know we saw you, and I think we broadcast part of it at the Andy Warhol Museum for Youth Invasion, I think.
We did definitely play then with both of these bands, actually. We played with Colorblind Coding. That was like one of our first full gigs, actually, which is kind of cool.
Absolutely. And were these guys also in By Process of Elimination?
For a day.
There's a funny story behind that. We were looking for a bassist for a while, and so we invited Luke to come play with us. And then we just never really followed up, which was a little bit mean.
Well, I mean, I was also in a few other bands.
Yeah,
I was in a jazz funk band and
at the time,
average alternative rock band.
Well, you didn't not follow up on purpose.
No, of course.
You wouldn't do that.
Yeah, just a lot of. I was very busy for a period of time there.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, well, at the beginning of this year, we collectively decided to put By the Process of Elimination on hold. I really still love playing music with them. In fact, we practiced one time very recently. It sounded great. We'll be doing stuff soon. But just right now, I wanted to try some new stuff, try some type of songs that I wasn't really playing with them, and try a little bit more music I was into at the time and stuff I wanted to be playing. And so I found Blake, who was one of my friends from school, and I know he was a drummer. He actually goes to Kappa for drums. And at the time, Luke was also going to Kappa. Mm-hmm. He switched to Alderlace this year.
Yep.
And I've known Luke for a while. In fact, one of my old band, By the Process of Elimination's first shows, we played with his old band, Electric Army, which he's not in currently.
You guys already have quite a Wikipedia entry in the making here. I mean, it's great to have that kind of experience. Tell me about you're playing, you said, in a jazz funk band?
I used to be the bassist for the Pittsburgh group Funky Fly Project, but I left the band a couple years ago. To do some other stuff. I just bumped the mic.
Luke, tell me about the bass you're playing, because it's a little different than what people might be imagining as they listen.
Oh, yeah. So I'm playing a Schecter Raiden Special.
I just noticed you switched to guitar, too, as I said that.
I'm playing guitar on this next
song.
It's a Schecter Raiden Special. They actually discontinued the model a while back, but I love this bass, honestly. I got a really good deal on it whenever I bought it, and I just absolutely love the tone of it. And I've done a few modifications, just like with the volume knobs, but it's treated me very well over this period of time.
Yeah, is it a bit longer than most basses?
It's about average size for a bass, in my opinion.
Interesting, because it has the fretboard looks longer, but it might be an illusion.
It is 24 frets, so okay. I mean that can add like another inch.
That may be the case. And let's make sure we give Blake a chance to get a word in edgewise, too. Do you want to tell me a bit about yourself?
Well, I've been a drummer for quite a while. I started back in third grade, so it's been around 6-7 years that I've been playing. And I really enjoy playing drums, especially drum set, because a lot of the music that I enjoy to listen to is on drum set. And when Ethan asked me to be in this band, I felt really happy that he asked me to do this, because I've been looking for a band and this has been going pretty well. So now I'm happy that I'm playing drum set for this band. But I'm also in an orchestra outside of school, outside of this band, where I play orchestral percussion, and it's just great.
And are you playing things like timpani, or what do you play in that band?
I play timpani, marimba, vibraphone, auxiliary percussion, snare drum, bass drum, and a plethora of all other orchestral percussion instruments.
That's great. And you're majoring in percussion at Kappa,
yes,
or drums. Ethan, what about you?
I'm a vocalist.
Vocalist, and you're singing beautifully. And Luke, you love music. You have gone to Alderdice. Now, is bass your primary instrument?
Bass is my primary instrument. Even though I started on guitar almost 10 years ago, I decided to pick up bass in 2014, and that's become more my primary instrument.
Great. We're going to hear another song. Good thing, too. I'll clear my throat as you're saying it. But Ethan and Blake and Luke together are known as Colorblind Coding Band. And Ethan, what's the name of the song you're about to do?
We're going to be doing a cover of the Nirvana song, All Apologies.
Okay, here they are again, Colorblind Coding Band.
What else should I be? All apologies. What else can I say? Everyone is gay. What else can I write? I don't have the right. What else can I be? All apologies. In the sun, I feel your love. In the sun, Mary, Mary. I wish I was like you. Easily amused, find my nest of salt. Everything's my fault. I'll take all the blame. Aqua sea from shame. Sun kiss, razor burn. Choking on the ashes of a runaway. In the sun, I feel as one. In the sun, Mary.
Colorblind Coding Band, and Ethan, you do have a great voice. When did you discover that you enjoyed singing so much?
I'm not really sure. Since a young age, probably. I don't know. I have a very particular memory of singing karaoke, and I'm pretty sure that was like one of the first things. My parents actually probably know what I'm talking about.
Do you remember the song you sang?
Yes, it was during first night. Downtown, they don't do that much anymore, but there used to be like a building where they did karaoke, and I went up there, and I was like four or five, I'm not actually sure how old I was, and I was there with my dad, and I wasn't looking at the words, apparently. this is all from just from my parents, that's what I've heard, but I sang All Star by Smash Mouth without looking at the words, and I just knew them by heart because, I don't know, that was... one of the songs I was jamming out to as a four-year-old.
Those are the kinds of stories that your parents tell you so many times that you assume it's exactly as they told it to you.
Yes,
and it almost starts to seem like a memory that you actually, I'm sure you remember it, but they've added to that too. When you study voice at Kappa, what do you do?
Studying voice at Kappa is pretty interesting. It's a lot of learning songs and getting ready and prepared for a concert setting. But a lot of it's warming up, and there's also private lessons where you work with a private instructor on songs you pick together, and then you perform them at recital, which is another thing. I do enjoy singing a cappella. I like it a lot, but it's obviously we don't learn songs of the style I'm accustomed to. So,
sure.
It's a little different, and it's probably better for me to be able to sing stuff like that.
Yeah, it's good to be versatile, I think. So do you... we've got one more song coming up from Colorblind Coding Band. Do you have any gigs coming up where people can hear you, or a site that we can refer people to? Luke?
Actually, we have a gig coming up tonight at the Pittsburgh Glass Company. It's a teenage show, but that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're really excited for that.
Yeah.
And then... after that, next Friday, we're playing at Bloomfield's Little Italy Festival around 7?
Yes.
7?
Yeah.
And tonight, is it at the Pittsburgh Glass Center?
Yes.
Tonight, are they having their Play Around the Fire event tonight?
I'm not sure.
I'm not positive.
I'll check on that while you're playing so we don't... I think they may be.
And finally, the show we're trying to stress to our friends and family the most. On the 19th, we will be playing at the Black Forge Coffee House. We'll actually be headlining... a show, that one we actually have tickets to sell, so if you'd like to come, you can find us on Facebook. We are Colorblind Coding, or on Twitter, we're Colorblind Coding Band, I think, probably.
Yeah.
And then on Instagram, we are just Colorblind Coding Band. So you can message us any of those places, we'd love to see you at one of their shows.
Great, and we've got them up on our Facebook page now. We'll make a link to their Facebook page. And indeed, tonight is Play by the Fire, a great night at the Pittsburgh Glass Center, which is designed for teens to learn a little bit about glass blowing and bending and about the Pittsburgh Glass Center and hear some great music, too. Thanks to all of you, Luke and Blake and Ethan.
Yeah.
We really appreciate your being here. I hope you'll come back. You're going to finish up with another original. What is
it? This is a song called Anna's Weekend. I have a real quick funny story. I introduced this to Luke. He posted on his Snapchat story. He was like, sometimes people give me great inspiration for songs, but I never want to write songs about them. And I said, well, I wrote a 7-minute song about someone we both know, and we're going to be learning it for our band soon. So this is a song called Anna's Weekend.
Color Blind Coding Band.
This could have been something else. I'm not too good at this kind of thing, am I? I could see from the scars on your fingertips, all of those past friendships on standby. Your mom found you out late again. Not allowed to leave the house for the weekend. She doesn't know about all of it. You were reduced to hiding in your closet. Go up on the roof, redeem yourself, you know, mentally. Feel freedom, then get a letter for truancy. Wake up, miss school, you know, no one cares.
Another week we're mindless. You know, no one cares. I'm gonna go all the way before it's even lethal. But in spite of all of that, you forgot about all of the people, the ones that'll care about you, the ones that'll kick and scream. You're not that sure, but you're pretty sure you know what they mean. Your mom found you out late again. Not allowed to leave the house for the weekend. She doesn't know about all of it. They were reduced to hiding in your closet. Go up on the roof, redeem yourself mentally. Feel freedom and get a letter for truancy. Wake up, Miss School. You know, no one should care. Another week we're mindless. You know, no one should care.
Colorblind Coding Band. Thanks. I hope you'll come back.